you bring it all to sense.
You think? Well, in a moment we're going to come to the Advent candle, but just before that, apparently there's a birthday this week. Oh, didn't you know? Nobody told her. Sarah Jane's birthday on Wednesday, is that right? Tuesday! Oh, even more appropriate to do it this Sunday then. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Sarah Jane.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sarah Jane. Happy birthday to you.
Have a lovely birthday. Yeah, God bless you. So, Bruce, somebody to light a candle? Are you? Would you like to choose somebody?
Well, as Rita's the one that prepares it, oh, perhaps yeah. You'd like to light the first one, Rita. Thank you very much.
And also, just before we start, I've just had a message through from one of my closest friends to say her mum is very ill. I know Rita's been praying for Harriet. So if it would be okay if I could just pray for her before we start. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you that we are family together here. Lord, thank you that as your family, we care about our brothers and sisters in other places. And Lord, I want to lift Harriet to you this morning. She's been ill for some time, but things seem to have got worse just this last couple of days. And Lord, we give her to you, Lord. We pray healing in your name, Jesus, that you would bring a miraculous healing to her, Lord. And I pray for Bex and all the family as they will be with her. So thank you, Jesus, that we can bring everything to you, Lord. In your precious name, amen.
Theme, yes. Please. I'm going to lead you in prayer for Bruce's mother, Margaret. I think the hospital have said there's nothing more that they can do for her, and so it's probably just a matter of time. Now, obviously, that hits the family hard, and one person that we all know, and that is, what's wrong?
Emma? Emma?
Emma, that's right. you know, she's had the family on the other side, if you remember, her mother's family. Now there's this one, and Emma's finding it hard. And of course, Margaret's husband, John, will find it hard. So will, of course, Bruce. So we'll pray for them. Lord, we also pray for this family, Bruce's family. We pray for John. We pray for Margaret. Lord, you know the situation with Margaret, and we pray, Lord, that you would be very close to her. And we pray, Lord, for John. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Emma. And we pray for any others, Lord, that within that family need our prayers at this time. Lord, will you be all that they need? And may they find great comfort in your love. So, Lord, be with them. We want to cover them with prayer. And we hope, Lord, that there will be a good result to all that happens in these coming days. We leave the whole family with you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So, the first Sunday of Advent. And also, we're looking at the fruits of the Spirit. So we have a mixture of songs, but we're going to start in Advent with a song, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And the chorus is, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
When I used to sing in a Pentecostal church I used to go to about 35 years ago, and I remembered it, and we sang it, and it seemed easy to pick up. So you may not know the particular version of this, but it is really easy to pick up, and a lovely arrangement, I think.
Child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful. Everlasting Father,
So let's pray. Oh, so good to come here any week, but as we prepare for your coming to this earth, Jesus, and we sing these wonderful songs and carols about that time, and we are thankful in all that we're all going through that you are our wonderful counselor, our Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Mighty God, and we worship you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sing In Christ Alone. And it says, In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, through the fiercest drought and storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ thou stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, his gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was
we come once again to our Lord in prayer. The main prayer this morning is going to be for the first Sunday in Advent. Lord, as we meet together this morning, we are glad to see Sarah back with us. We thank you for answer to prayer. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that her recovery might be completely full. And we pray, Lord, once again for Stuart. Be his companion. Keep him safe while he is there at home on his own. And Lord, be with Jean and Stuart and supply all that they need at this time. Now, Lord, give us faith that we may see the coming of Christ now and at the end. May we see him now, Lord, in the hungry and the needy who call for our compassion, in the body of which he is the head, in the serene presence of his Spirit in the world, and in every turbulent event that brings us closer to your kingdom. Lord our God, as surely as we believe Jesus came at Bethlehem, so may we look for his coming now and at the end of all things. He came in gentleness. May his love finally subdue our violence, make an end of our brutality, rescue us from divisions, our hatreds, our aggression, our cruelty. He came in justice. May his righteousness balance the scales of an unequal world, bringing release to the prisoner and freedom to all who have suffered hunger, deprivation, tyranny and oppression. He came as our Saviour. May we be brought to that new Jerusalem that you have prepared for us. Save us, Lord. We lift our hearts in celebration, Father, rejoicing in him who came, adoring him who is to come. All praise to you, Almighty God, Heavenly King, who sent your Son into the world when he took our nature upon him and was born in a stable in Bethlehem. Grant that as we have been born again in him, so he may evermore live in us and reign on earth as in heaven with you and the Holy Spirit, God, now and forever. Amen.
So we're going to sing, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free, from our sins and fears release us. Let us find our rest in thee.
Jesus, born to set thy people free from our sins and sins to thee.
Now we come to the message, and we're looking at two of the fruits, patience and kindness. So kindness, first of all. We're going to hear from 2 Corinthians 6, verses 3 to 10.
We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and honour, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything.
Thank you. Patience. What do we really mean when we say, let there be patience? I want to share with you first what the dictionary says about patience. It says, it is the capacity to bear pain, trouble, or delay calmly without complaining. Bearing pain, trouble, delay in things, keeping calm and not complaining. I thought for a moment about the good examples that we might see in other people about patience. And I looked and I saw many good carers in our lives, people who care for others and show a tremendous amount of patience. It's a good example, isn't it? You know, yes, there are professional carers and there are volunteer carers. Just think of how much time they spend caring, not for themselves, but for other people. And I suggest to you that that takes a lot of patience. And then, what about the examples that we see which is not very good about patience? Well, there are some husbands who are waiting for their wives to give birth there in the maternity ward, and I can tell you that there are many husbands that, well, can I say, lose it. They hear their wives screaming in pain, and some of them take it very well, but there are others who do lose their calmness. Perhaps we can understand how that can so easily happen. And then there are drivers, people who drive cars and find other drivers behaving badly, and you can see a lot of lack of patience in that. And now, I've got to be honest. Patience is one thing that I personally find very hard to reveal constantly in my life. And yet, it's part of the fruit of the Spirit, and it's what God requires of us. You know, friends, there are times when I see something happen on the road, whether I'm driving or whether I'm not driving, but in a car, and you see someone pull out in front of you. Do you think I'm calm? Well, sometimes I hope I am, but I know that is something that I sometimes lack. And you may be surprised to know that afterwards I have to say to the Lord, please, Lord, forgive me. I've failed you again. I have found being patient not so easy. But you know, we have a God who really loves us. He knows we're going to find things difficult, but he will never leave us or forsake us. He is there for us, and he will help us to overcome the patience or the impatience that we show. I can tell you this, that when I lose my calm, the at times has decreased, and I thank God for that, because that's him. He knows that I have a battle, and I think, friends, we have to be honest with our God and honest with ourselves. If we lack patience, then we are letting the fruit of the Spirit go and take control of us. Honestly, my friends, we need to be patient. We need to follow the example that we see of many people who do portray a wonderful patience. We need also to be honest and confess where, like me, we have failed on more than one occasion. Oh, how I thank God that he understands. And I pray that any of us who lack patience will give that matter to the Lord, because he will help us to conquer that feeling. So let us try always to be patient. And then I come to kindness, and we're going to hear 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 to 15.
Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else.
Again, what does the dictionary say about kindness? Well, one thing it says is this. It's people who show kind deeds and kind behaviour. Not just kind deeds, but kind behaviour. And I wonder, when we receive kindness from other people, do we show sincere appreciation? I wonder. Or do we seek to return the gift that has been given? You know, friends, Everyone needs to see kindness. As Christians, we need to reveal a kindness that comes in our service for our Lord. And I'm going to share with you now from our lovely Stina Rice in one of her poems. And she says this: everyone needs someone. People need people, and friends need friends, and we all need love. For a full life depends not on vast riches or great acclaim, not on success or on any worldly flame, but in just knowing that someone cares and holds us close in their thoughts and prayers. For only the knowledge that we are understood makes everyday living feel wonderfully good. And we rob ourselves of life's greatest need when we lock up our hearts and fail to heed. To fail to heed the outstretched hand, reaching to find a kindred spirit whose heart and mind are lonely and longing. To someone share our joys and sorrows, and to make us aware that life's completeness and richness depends on the things we share with our loved ones and our friends. Yes, we do all need someone. And you know, it's a wonderful way that as Christians we can show kindness to others. Maybe someone we know who is aching for a kind word or a kind help. My friends, we need to try and be patient. We also need to reveal the kind of kindness that we surely see in the very example of Jesus' ministry here on earth. For what a wonderful and kind man he was. So, be patient, be kind, for the Lord requires, this is seen in our lives, it's part of the fruit, and we need to take the matter seriously. We need to reveal that patience and kindness that the world requires. We see a lack of it in the world generally, don't we? But we need, as Christians, to be people who do our best to reveal patience and kindness. May it be so. Amen.
So we're going to sing Beauty for Brokenness. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame.
Brokenness, hope for despair.
Finish with one of Bruce's favorite. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Sister, let me serve you, let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I think he left.